I've lived in Billericay for 50 years. When we moved to Beamsway in 1965, it had previously been a prefab estate. And the back of our long garden were fields between us and Green's Farm Lane, which went uphill to an old deserted farmhouse, which I believe belonged to the Watts family. Things were so free for children in those days. As all the children, we were all new to the estate. Any spare time our children had, they would be down the end of the garden, over the fence, which was very low. There was a brook, which they had to navigate, and sometimes cows in the field. And they'd be up the hill into the farmhouse, which had been left with furniture, all sorts of things. It was a children's paradise. I went up there one day. I didn't go into the old house, but there were big dogs' kennels left with the chains where the farmer's dog had been. And there was also a hay wain, which must have been, I don't know where that disappeared to. It was such a shame. But anyway, my children occasionally brought things in they'd found in the field. One was a curved knife with an old bone handle with a V-shape sort of cut out at the end, which apparently was what the farm workers used to use to get stones out of the horses' hooves or whatever. There were also some old postcards, a bit very dilapidated, from about 1900. Also, greetings cards, which I've given to the Billericay Museum, which apparently, although a bit cracked, could be enhanced by their methods. Also, for a time, when my children were smaller, I worked at a pub down the road called the Duke of York. It used to be extremely classy, and standards were very strict, but nevertheless, that's irrelevant. One of my favourite customers was a chap called Charlie Castle. He'd been born and bred down Cox's Farm Road, and as I've always had a passion about history, I used to speak to him whenever I could about his reminiscences, because he was older than myself, so he had more to say. And I said, oh, it must have been wonderful in those days. And he said, no, it was not. He said it was just a quagmire in the winter along Cox's Farm Road. We had no heating. My mother had to go up to the pump along the road for any water with buckets. We just had candles or oil lamps. So he said, I would much rather live today than in the, it's all glamorized. But he also told me some interesting stories, which no doubt were true. When it was all farmland around there, apparently there were six farms in that area. Anyway, a lot of the labourers used to go into the pub, the King's Head, down at opposite Cox's Farm Road. And there was one chap in particular who would quite regularly have too much to drink and go home and give his wife a much undeservedly thrashing with a belt. Anyway, she got so tired of this. She, knowing where he would be when he finished work, during that day she got the belt and she cut it into tiny pieces and baked it in a pie. And she took it to the pub, and he was so elated. Oh, my wife's cooked this pie, you know, when she left. He said to the owner of the pub, can I have a knife and share it between my friends? And because he's highly embarrassed to find all bits of cooked chopped leather, which no doubt she suffered for again. But anyway, that was all Charlie said about that. But he said when he was a young lad, he got a job at Little Burstead House. The family that lived there then, I believe, were the Lady Molyneux. But he was told by the other gardeners that to be very careful and not get too near underneath the upstairs windows, because Lady Molyneux had a bad habit of opening the window and emptying out her chamber pot. And if anyone happened to be standing there, it was very unfortunate. Billerick has changed so much in the 50 years that I've been here that until I see some of the old photos and think, oh yes, that used to be there, you know. But anyway, I've very much enjoyed living in Billerick, and no doubt and hopefully will end my days here. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.